The dry weather is pushing wildlife closer to the state's highways in a search for greener grasses. Next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman, I'm Ray Hageman. Stay tuned. With prolonged drought conditions across the Cowboy State, the Wyoming Game and Fish is issuing a safety reminder for motorists. Wildlife biologists are reporting a surge in big game animals clustering along highways and rights of way, driven by a search for food and water. When the prairie and mountain forage browns out, the asphalt infrastructure of Wyoming roadways creates an unintended oasis. Roadsides and burrow pits are engineered to drain water away from highways, and because of this, they hold on to critical moisture much longer than the surrounding arid landscape, creating tempting green vegetation where there can be traffic. When roadways are mowed, it stimulates the regrowth of grasses and other plants, such as sweet clover. When drought dries up the local creeks and springs, wildlife travel in search of other sources of food and water, which may result in them showing up on roads and highways where they normally wouldn't venture, catching drivers off guard and causing wildlife vehicle collisions. Motorists can help by slowing down, particularly when traveling through rural or open range country. Scan the green ditches or area between the roadway and the right-of-way fence where animals could be feeding. If you see one pronghorn or deer cross the road, assume that there's more to follow. Big game animals are most active during the cooler hours of early morning and late evening. Kyle Sinclair, Game and Fish wildlife biologist in Casper, says our field personnel are seeing a higher volume of wildlife utilizing highway rights of way than in a typical summer. So he says by slowing down and giving the wildlife space, Wyoming drivers can directly protect themselves and our state's wildlife resources. Wyoming Department of Transportation Public Information Specialist Jeff Getz says in 2025, there were more than 1,630 reported vehicle collisions with big game in Wyoming. He says on average, each year we see around 2,500 wildlife vehicle collisions. As wildlife crossing projects begin to emerge in Wyoming, the public has helped by purchasing the Wildlife Conservation License Plate, which features the pronghorn, and is designed to directly fund projects that reduce dangerous wildlife vehicle collisions across the state. All proceeds from the plates benefit wildlife crossings projects, such as underpasses and overpasses, installing highway game fencing to guide animals safely, and improving structures and road signage along crucial migration routes. To get one of these license plates, you can easily request the plate in person through your local county treasurer's office during vehicle registration or renewal, or mail a completed application to the Wyoming Department of Transportation. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Thanks for listening.